The court-martial of the Army psychiatrist who opened fire on scores of fellow soldiers in 2009 got underway today at Fort Hood in Texas. Major Nidal Hassan is charged with many counts of murder and attempted murder for the attack that killed 13 people and wounded more than 30. In an opening statement, the prosecutor said Hassan had tried to kill as many soldiers as he could. In his opening statement, Hassan, who is representing himself, said the evidence will clearly show that I am the shooter. Los Angeles Times reporter Molly Hennessy Fisk is covering the trial and joins us now from Fort Hood. Molly, welcome. Let's start with that, the most dramatic moment of today, which is Colonel Hassan admitting he was the shooter. What was that moment like? What else did he have to say?
Well, there were a lot of open questions going into these opening statements. It wasn't clear, since Major Hassan, as you mentioned, was representing himself, what he was going to say, whether he was going to use opening statements as an opportunity to make a statement and go beyond acting as his own attorney. But he kept it brief. He only spoke for several minutes. He did talk about the facts pointing to him being the shooter. He made some other statements about his allegiances, having been in the Army but switching sides, and then talked about viewing himself as a mujahideen, but it was very brief. And then later on in the day, we saw several witnesses speak, but Major Hassan declined to take the opportunity to cross-examine largely. There were some instances where he did, but again, that was fairly brief.
Now, he was responding, of course, to the opening statement by the military prosecutor. What kind of a case did that prosecutor lay out against him?
Well, the prosecutor talked, one of the prosecutors talked in opening statements about wanting to prove not only that Major Hassan committed the shooting, but also his motive that these shootings, charges, premeditated murder and attempted premeditated murder, that it was premeditated, that he had motive. And so some of the witnesses that we saw earlier in the day had to do with that. The individual who the prosecutors were saying had sold the weapons, the guns, to Major Hassan, a gentleman from the shooting range where he apparently had practiced a target shooting with silhouettes, in, you know, the silhouette shapes instead of target shapes, and then some individuals who had known him from his apartment complex and also from the mosque that he attended here in Killeen.
Now, if Major Hassan is admitting he was the shooter, why didn't he just plead guilty or negotiate an agreement there?
Well, in military court, in capital cases like this one, where he is facing the potential, if convicted, of facing the death penalty, he's not allowed to plead guilty. He had also tried to mount a different kind of defense once he took over as his own attorney and argued, it's called the defense of others defense, where he was arguing that he had done the shooting, but that he had done it in order to protect individuals overseas. He said he targeted soldiers who were preparing to deploy because he wanted to protect members of the Taliban who he saw as sort of allies. But the judge thus far has rejected that defense, so it's sort of unclear what defense he's going to pursue, what defense strategy.
And then how did it come about that he is representing himself?
Well, he had had a civilian lawyer in the beginning, and he had fired his civilian lawyer. Then he had military lawyers, and he had requested to represent himself in recent months, and the judge allowed that. He had not initially wanted his military lawyers to stay on, but the judge had asked that they stay on as standby counsel military legal advisors. So those lawyers are there. Two of them sit at the defense table with Major Hassan, and a third sits in the gallery, and they are there to sort of offer him advice on military law. And there was one point today where he sort of paused to consult with them on a particular matter.
And was there a determination made about his mental competence to serve as his own lawyer, I guess, to stand trial?
There was that happened early on, and there was also a sort of secondary evaluation done where they took into consideration his physical status in terms of being physically able to represent himself, because he's in a wheelchair. He was shot during the attack and is paralyzed from the chest down. Now, that was a consideration, but he insisted that he was strong enough to do it, that he could take breaks but is okay with sitting for long periods of time that it's going to require for this trial, because the judge has already estimated that it's probably going to take at least a month and possibly several months.
And finally, of course, this is a military trial, not a civilian criminal trial. What difference does that make in the way the trial's conducted, the rules of evidence, and, of course, the jury?
Well, there's a lot of differences. You have a jury that's made up of 13 individuals who are of Major Hassan's rank or higher. So you have a major, similar to Major Hassan, but then you also have colonels, three colonels, and nine lieutenant colonels, which is a high-ranking crowd. These are elite individuals who've served in command posts. I think 11 of the 13 have served in command. A number of them have served overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are skilled individuals with a lot of burnished records. One of them, at least one of them, attended West Point. A lot of them have advanced degrees. And in terms of a verdict, they have to have a unanimous verdict in order to have a death sentence. And if what happens is they make a vote by secret ballot on what their verdict's going to be. And if they can't achieve a two-thirds majority, then they end up acquitting. So it's significantly different from a civilian trial.
Well, Molly Hennessy-Fisk of the Los Angeles Times, thank you.